Moving on to our interview for this morning. We are speaking to the organizer and the founding member of the African Reclaimers Organization, and that is Luyanda Setlayo. Luyanda, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
It's good to have you with us. So like I said, Luyanda is the organizer and founding member of the African Reclaimers Organization. They have been a reclaimer for 13 years, collecting recyclables, mainly in the northern suburbs. Now, in the week, Radio Islam has covered in the news about the affluent suburbs in various areas in Johannesburg to be charged a 50 rand extra recycle fee. Now, many have called it nonsensical, and this purpose fee will be charged to the middle and high-income areas to help separate the source. But let us speak to Luyanda, and maybe he can give us a bit more info into this story. Now, this fee for the affluent areas that has been purposed, many sources say that it would put the reclaimers' daily livelihoods in danger. Why is this?
I think it's one of the biggest problems that we're facing with the city is that they keep making decisions without engaging with the necessary stakeholders who are going to be affected by the decisions that they're making. We just got a report from the mayor's office that they are actually withdrawing from that 50 rand levy that they said they were going to be putting in. But what the effects that it was going to have is that the 8,000 people that wake up in the morning and that don't have employment but actually go out and collect recyclables, they are going to be replaced by a contracting service.
Right.
A contracting service that doesn't know anything about the job. A contracting service that was going to be paid for the service that they were going to be providing. What we are going to see is we're going to see people with trolleys being, that our trolleys were going to be confiscated. Our materials were going to be confiscated. So it was going to leave it was going to disturb the livelihoods of close to 8,000 people that are doing recycling, collecting recyclables in the suburbs, in the specific suburbs that they were talking about. So it's one of the biggest problems that we face. This is not the first time it's happening. We've had two marches against the city, asking them to stop the tenderizing system that benefits very few people and actually eliminates a lot of people that are out of work and are doing it for themselves.
That's so true. And as you mentioned, that the news has come out that the fee has been put on hold or scrapped. This means that, you know, the petition that was made by the reclaimers has worked. But do you believe that, you know, residents will now see these reclaimers in a new way? Sometimes, and we find that people would look at them in a way that perhaps they would feel that they don't understand the work that they're doing, perhaps, and sometimes they look at them with the eye of annoyance. But do you feel that with this whole new system and this news coming out, that they would probably see them now in a new way?
I trust and hope that it would happen like that. But I think there has been a silver lining with the campaign that we've had against the city, because more people were starting to listen, because now it was not only affecting us, but it was also affecting the pockets of residents. An extra 50 rand coming out and not knowing exactly what it's going to do, people started listening. No, we were actually put in the same platform where we started engaging, you know, where residents started engaging with the reclaimers and trying to find solutions of how to stop this. So now residents, we've actually created a platform where now we can be able to start talking and see how to start supporting reclaimers with the work that we're doing. On the statistics side of it, CSIR actually took out statistics that South African reclaimers actually collect 80 to 90% of post-consumer plastic. That is a lot of plastic that is being moved out of the system by an informal sector, and that informal sector is going to be replaced by a system that is not even tried and tested. You know, it was a very big risk, because now this free system that has been providing support to not only to communities but also to municipalities. Now, if you were to remove that 8,000 people, first of all, you need to hire a lot of trucks because we've provided a solution of logistics with our trolleys. Mm. We've completely eliminated the problem of logistics. The sorting of these materials, the storing of these materials, if the city had to do that on its own, they would have to spend millions a month. And not engaging with the current working system, as I said, was one of the biggest mistakes that the city has made, and they've constantly been making that. Now, it has created platforms for residents to come and say, how do we start working with reclaimers? We have started groups even before the problem started. We've had programs that we've had where reclaimers and residents start working together. Now, the first big thing that actually happens is that As African Reclaimers Organization, we start educating on what is recyclable, what is not recyclable. Because what the city and Pick It Up do, they just go out and say we're doing separation and sort, but they don't educate the public on what is recyclable and what is not recyclable. You know, so we've started on a program of educating people. We've got pamphlets that we're doing. We're going to schools. We're going to communities. Even before COVID, we've been doing that. So that we can be able to understand that this is how we start actually supporting reclaimers that are collecting materials in our area. As much as reclaimers are very much invisible, but they're playing a very huge role in society, in our society.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal work, and we hope that it can continue. Now, early on, Liana, you mentioned that government has been guilty of making decisions that impact people without discussing with those people directly, the people that are directly impacted by that decision, or engaging with people that are already in the system. So going forward, what would you like to see from government, or how would you say that government should work, or moving forward, what is it that they should do in terms of the situation?
A full. I think that's a very great question. We need a full integration system that will integrate everyone that is doing the work. You know, everyone that is in the system of recycling. Could it be the producers of the plastic? Could it be the manufacturers? Could it be the recyclers or the collectors? Because it's a problem for everyone. Could it be the consumers? Everyone needs to play a role on that. And I think the government is only looking at the profit side of it. They're not looking at a secular economy side of it. Everyone needs to be educated. What's actually happening right now on the national level is that the Department of Environmental Affairs is looking for ways of how to start compensating the people that are actually doing the actual work on the ground. And for the city to be able to overlook that, and it was really a shame, because as African Reclaimers Organization, we have been embarking in a lot of pilots on how do you start making a point that you remunerate the people that are actually doing the actual work. There's an EPR system that is coming in, which is called the Expanded Producer Responsibility, which means the producers need to start paying for the plastic that they are producing. And the people that are supposed to be paid are the people that are collecting the materials. So we've had pilot projects with Unilever and Coca-Cola and creating pilots, working with communities at large to find systems and find ways of how do we integrate reclaimers into the formal working system. And for the city to overlook all this work that has been happening, it shows that the city is really not interested in the public. They're just looking at the tendering system that's only looking at enriching very few people.
Yeah, that's so true. That it's when it moves on to the tender system, it's very few people that benefit, very few people that would be making the money. But unfortunately, that is the way that things work at times in South Africa. Now, you mentioned everybody needs to play their part, whether it's the manufacturers, the producers of these materials, and so on. In terms of your common citizen here in South Africa, or the common resident, how would they be able to help and assist? What is it that they can do to help and assist or make the lives easier for the people that are doing this work on a daily basis?
I think it's very simple. It starts in your kitchen. You start by separating the materials. You start by separating the plastic. I mean, the most of the time, the reason why we are dirty is because we have to go through your bin and separate the plastic from the biryani and from the chakalaka and from the pap. We don't want to go through that that process. So if you were to separate all your materials from the kitchen and have all the recyclables on one side, and have all your food waste and other waste on the other hand, then there's no need for me to go through your bin. I don't want to go through that process. You know, I think that is the first step that people need to start doing, to separate the materials from source and start engaging with your local reclaimer. Get him to understand, ask him, what is it that you are collecting? What is it that you are not collecting? You know, sometimes the reason why you find, well, when a reclaimer has went past, and you find a lot of rubbish has been thrown down on there because he's frustrated because all the bottles that are recyclables are at the bottom, and at the top it's all the food that you're not supposed to add with that, and he's frustrated out of that, you know. And the reason sometimes we wear these balaclavas is because your waste doesn't smell very nice, you know. So it would be very, the first step is to engage and separate the materials. I think that is when the beginning stages start. On a community level, on the resident association level, where we've been having a lot of resident associations coming in and say, how do we start helping? How do we start working? We've started a program where we start working with resident associations on problems and finding solutions. Many communities have different problems. Sometimes there's a problem of drugs. Sometimes there's problems of reclaimers putting materials in public parks. You know, so we as an organization, we come through and try and find, work with the community and try and find solutions. There's also problems of crime, people disguising themselves as reclaimers as well. They're not reclaimers. You know, so we have a registration process that will actually be able to show that this is a reclaimer and this is not a reclaimer. You know, so it's an engagement process that we need to go through as a society all over us. All of us need to come through and say, we need to come through and start helping these reclaimers who have been collecting these materials, who have been saving our communities from serious waste for such a long time, and find ways of supporting them. And having the residents to come through and sign petitions that are over 3,500 to stop the 50 rand levy was the first sign of showing that people actually care and people actually do want to help reclaimers. And that is the first step. The next step is for us to make it much more easier for reclaimers to get their materials.
Mm. Liana, it's been lovely speaking to you this morning on the program, the Weekend Breakfast here on Radio Islam International. And really, it's encouraging to hear that you guys are trying to engage with communities, with residents, to have a better working way going forward and so on. And really phenomenal work, and keep it up. And we do hope that communities and residents are forthcoming and are able to help and make it easier for the reclaimers.
Thank you very much, sir.
Right. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. That was Leander speaking to us from the African Reclaimers Organization. So the people that you see with these trolleys collecting the plastic or the recyclables, the material, they're doing a job as well, and that is where they earn their living. You can make it easier for them, like you had mentioned, by separating your rubbish, your dirt, put in the plastic and the recyclable materials one side, and the other waste the other side. It makes it much easier for them. You sometimes see them going through the dustbin or going through the trash can, and you think that what is it that these people are doing? Why are they emptying out? But that is what they're doing. They're trying to get to those materials that are recyclable, and it makes it much easier. They are providing a service to the people, and they do this free of charge. Here we had the government come in and say, right, we're going to do it, but we're going to charge you a 50 rand a levy. And that is when the uproar started. That is when people came out and said, no, this is not going to work, because it was affecting their pockets. But the people that have been there and that have been doing it for free, and they've also been separating it for you as well, let's try and work together and come to a solution. And like you mentioned, that there are other aspects that come in where they've received complaints that, okay, they're bringing in substances into the community, or there's crime, or people that are disguised as reclaimers but are not. If you engage with these organizations, if you speak to them, you probably would be able to get a solution. I think many times we as South Africans, we love to complain. We'll complain and complain and complain, but when it comes to finding solutions, then we take a step back. We don't want to engage. We don't want to discuss. We don't want to bring it up and look at the right avenues where it can be fixed, or where it can, where you can come to a better solution.